I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, man, it's the middle of January, and comfort food comes to mind. We touched on a couple of them there in the first segment. If you're just joining us, we're going to continue down that road because this is the time of year when comfort food is the king, and we're all, from COVID, strapped into our houses, and now you put Mother Nature chilling things down, and it's time to just get comfy and cozy. What you thinking, man?
Well, I think we're blessed to live in a country that has so many nationalities, and it's been the melting pot of the world for a couple hundred years. And one of the cool things that comes from that melting pot scenario is the food, all the ethnicities, and one of them being, you know, the Italian population, and something they brought us, many, many foods, many of our favorite foods. Well, I'm not thinking of pizza, but
right,
is Italian wedding soup. And I don't know that I've ever had it at an Italian wedding, but it certainly is at a lot of banquet halls. And it's, to me, it's really good because I love Italian sausage and I love soup. So what could be wrong? You've got basically little Italian meatballs, and you've got several different types of greens you can use in it, and we'll go over those. But let's talk about how to make those little meatballs, those little bitty tiny balls of meat.
How little are we talking?
You got to roll them pretty small because it's soup, right?
You want it on your spoon. You don't want it to bite it in half.
Some people actually put full-size meatballs in it, but if you can, you can use a melon scoop to form your little balls. Leave it alone, Jop. So I'm going to take some ground beef and some Italian sausage. You decide if you want the hot Italian spicy or if you want sweet.
Depend on the bride? Whether you got a spicy or sweet bride or not?
Could be.
How the soup goes?
Could be. If you're marrying an Italian girl, you're going to have to ask her. But I go with the spicy because you're going to blend that together with ground beef. So it's not even a big deal. But then you're going to need to add into the pound of each, you're going to need a cup of grated Parmesan and some Italian breadcrumbs or anything like, you know, Progresso makes a great one. But you can make your own if you have some stale bread. Some eggs, chopped chives, thyme. I like fresh thyme. Always have thyme for it. So garlic, two cloves, some kosher salt, black pepper, and some olive oil. And you blend this together, and don't over-knead. Anytime you make meatballs, do not work your meat too hard.
Gets tough.
I said leave it alone.
I am. It gets tough, man. Tough for me to leave it alone, but it gets tough. Makes a tough meatball, too.
And then you make those little meatballs, and now for the soup.
So let's talk about that. You're just grabbing a little dollop of it, rolling it in your hand.
You could do that too.
Smaller than a golf ball, right? Quite a little bit, half the size of a golf ball.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Should make you about 40 to 50 meatballs. Then you want to heat up in a stock pot some oil and add about half the meatballs, cook them to medium, stirring them on all sides. Don't worry if the inside of the meatballs aren't fully cooked because you're going to actually add them to the soup and they'll finish off there. But what you want to do is you want to create a nice crust on the outside.
Yep.
So it stays together more than anything.
So a hotter oil and just roll them around in there until they crisp up.
Right.
Right.
And you just want to brown them on the outside. Move the brown meatballs over to a large waterproof bowl and add oil to the pot again and repeat the process with the rest of the meatballs. Now, if you want to brown them in a skillet, that's fine too. But this pot is the same one you're going to be using for your soup.
Yeah.
So I have lots of different pots in our house, and we have one that has a very thick bottom on it. That's the kind you want to be browning meatballs in because your flame will be spread out more evenly, and you can actually saute. And
you could do this. I hate to say it. But you could do this in your Dutch oven, too.
Actually, one of the recipes I read calls for a Dutch oven.
Right.
Yep. And I wasn't going to do that because I didn't want to trigger you, but look at what we've created, folks.
Right, yeah,
created exactly. Created a monster.
I have one, and now I use it, right? So, but it's going to get crisp. All those little crispies on the bottom when you put your liquid in for your soup, it'll deglaze, and then all that flavor is still
goodness.
In your soup.
Yes, it is.
It's still in your soup. That's why you want to use the same pot.
That is right.
Yeah.
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
So for the greens, you can use Swiss chard or spinach. Doesn't matter. They're pretty similar. And you're going to want some olive oil, another finely chopped onion, three large carrots diced up into little cubes, a box of chicken stock, or 8 cups, whatever that works out to. Probably
a box is like 32, so that's
probably
4 cups.
Two.
You need a couple boxes
probably
of it.
Probably two,
yep.
And a cup of dry white wine. The white wine nobody drank a couple months ago that's still in your fridge, that's just fine.
Right. They took one glass and go,
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good in soup,
it's
though.
The cheap stuff. and then a bay leaf or two. Can't hurt with bay leaves. And whoever gets the bay leaf when you serve it out has to kiss the cook.
Oh, really?
So be strategic with how you scoop that out and you know, hand it to the prettiest woman at the table.
Okay.
Don't give it to your brother-in-law.
You're not doing it to the Italian bride?
No.
It's her soup?
Oh. You don't want her kissing you.
You'll
be getting a sock in the eye. Then some kosher salt, black and pepper, and 1 cup of orzo pasta. It's little bitty. It looks like...
rice almost, doesn't it?
Well, it looked like little white pellets. It's called O-R-Z-O, orzo pasta.
Sure.
If you don't have any and you want to use some little bow ties or something, you'll love it too.
Seems like there would be a bow tie in a wedding soup, but I'm just thinking, you know?
You can't just leave anything alone.
Well.
You're going to finish it off with salt and pepper to taste and some grated Parmesan on top of each bowl as you serve it. But basically, you got those meatballs done. Then you cut those thick stems off the chard, the Swiss chard or the spinach, and you slice those into 1-inch strips. And then cross-cut them so you have small pieces. Set them aside. Add your olive oil to the pot and that you brown the meatballs in and char those stems, onions, carrots, and cook them with that chicken juice until you think they're just getting a little bit cooked. Then add your meatballs, add the rest of your chicken stock, bring that baby to a simmer for 10 minutes, and you're done.
It's so wonderful.
It's so wonderful.
You can get this done quicker than the bride's getting dressed. So that's good. Wedding suit, you got it.
Yeah.
When
you can't
the
leave
started.
Her alone, can you?
I don't want to. I really don't.
Goodness. Lisa, reel them in.
So I don't know if we've got time. You took us down that road on a slow pace, brother. We also had some hot and sour soup
that
we were
going to
cover.
That.
Maybe
we
can get that in the next segment.
We'll have to.
Yeah.
Because
right.
we were going to do stews. Do's and don'ts, but
we'll
blow through that quick.
Right. Stu doesn't make many mistakes, so we don't have to do's and don'ts him much. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, enough of this nonsense. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.